Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville. Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, a daily three-minute bridge between where we are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This week, we're excited to have Mike Booker, a player, teacher, and now author of the Tournament Golfer's Playbook, show us how to develop a winning mindset. Take it away, Mike.
In the chapter Embrace the Suck, when I was at University of Houston, we were top two or three teams. In my senior year, we actually won the NCAA. But every tournament we went to, the other teams would try and kind of take that any edge they could take. So we might get a 6:45 tee time, for example. And a lot of guys on the team would feel like they're being disrespected, you know. I love that because that meant that they were afraid of me, that they were concerned about me, that they were trying to take these extra actions to give them any kind of an edge. And so I always took that as a great compliment when people tried to kind of mess with us a little bit as best they could, because that meant I had their attention. That meant they were worried about me. So I embraced that. There's a story in the book at the Southwest Conference that we were in that same year. We were playing at SMU, Southern Methodist Universities. They were hosting a tournament. And on the back nine, I hit a couple of practice putts after I completed the hole. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes on the local rule sheet, they would prohibit hitting extra putts because it slows down play. But there were a couple putts on the back nine that just went the wrong way. And so I wanted to hit them again real quick before we teed off. Anyway, when we got in, I had shot 71. And my competitor from SMU handed me the card and it said 75. And I was like, whoa, something's very wrong. You can get one stroke off, maybe two, but not four. So he proceeded to tell me that he gave me a two-stroke penalty for hitting the practice putts. And so we went round and round. And of course, the committee has the final word of any golf tournament. And who was the committee chairman but the coach at SMU? So they said, yep, that's right. 75 for you. You know, being a kid, I fussed and fumed and that was completely wrong. And long story short, they called Joe Black up in Dallas and he said, no, of course not. That's not a two-stroke penalty. And we went on. We won the Southwest Conference, but Ed Fiore, John Stark, and I finished 1, 2, 3 individually. So, gosh, a week later, they were still complaining about what they did. And for me, for someone to do that to me, rather than take it personally, I embraced it because that was telling me right away that I had their respect. And if I had their respect, then I was in a good place. Initially, when you get something like that happen, I actually start counting my breaths. When something happens off the golf course that's very bad news, you know, it doesn't have to be a great shot that goes in the water or being under pressure on the golf course. I talk about in the book when I had back surgery a couple of years ago. Prior to the surgery, I was in excruciating pain and I counted breaths to sort of be able to deal with it. So when something like that negative happens, I immediately start to count breaths. That's just what I do. I've trained myself to do that and it calms me. The counting of breaths initializes the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your sort of relaxed, you know, your eat and rest system. And the studies have shown that through breathing, if you can initiate the parasympathetic system, that your heartbeat actually goes down, your blood pressure actually goes down. So these are things in tournament golf are fantastic because when you're under pressure, your heartbeat does tend to go up. This is a technique you can use. So off the golf course, when I have something difficult and, you know, life, you know, golf is a microcosm of life, right? So when something comes along down the line in life that hits you pretty hard, my first place to go is to start counting my breaths so that I can gather myself so that I can hopefully make the right response. Thank you for listening to today's lesson, and I hope it helps you on the golf course and off the golf course. If you want to learn more about the way of the tournament golfer, go to tgplaybook.com and learn how to become a tournament golfer.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.